Astronomers are welcoming a newly discovered planet. As WHYY's Todd Bookman reports, the Jupiter-sized giant was detected with the help of local researchers.
You may think, heck, it's not every day we get a new planet, right? But actually, more than 2,300 have been identified in the past few years with the help of the Kepler Space Telescope. They're called exoplanets because they don't orbit our own star, the Sun. This new discovery, given the humdrum name Kepler-1647b, actually orbits two stars.
That's right. So this is what we call a circumbinary planet. That just means a planet that's orbiting two stars at once.
Astrophysicist Joshua Pepper with Lehigh University helped confirm the discovery of this gas giant that's 3,700 light years from Earth.
If you were on this planet, or really on a moon of this planet that had a solid surface, and you looked up into the sky, then you would see two stars in the sky, two suns in the sky, like the Tatooine scene from Star Wars.
Researchers don't have any pictures of this planet. Instead, it's identified through light measurements. When the exoplanet passes in front of a star, the glow dims ever so slightly. This particular finding took a while to confirm because it takes 1,107 days to complete an orbit. Pepper says it's the biggest circumbinary planet found to date and a notable achievement.
So this is sort of the basic work of science, and I think this is a really great discovery that helps push those boundaries.
The planet is inside the so-called habitable zone, the sweet spot of not too cold, not too hot, but since it's made of gas, it's unlikely to host any life forms. For WHYY News, I'm Todd Bookman.